Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 3 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while in Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. In Haifa, a gentle breeze adds to the warmth of the day. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S. strikes Iran for the seventh night in a row. As Iranian forces launch attacks across the Gulf, the U.S. is sending dozens of refueling jets back to Israel, while Trump considers renewing a massive bombing campaign. Also, Ynet reports that U.S. strikes are cutting Iran's supply lines to its key Hormuz naval base. Washington has targeted infrastructure around Bandar Abbas to restrict Iran's military logistics near the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights that Iran is bombed more than Dahiyeh, creating an illusion of power. As U.S. strikes continue in the south, Iranian security forces patrol the streets, fearing renewed protests. Separately, JNS reports that a representative from the most Jewish district in New England defends his vote to cut off Israel aid. The representative accuses Trump and Netanyahu of breaking the compact underlying U.S. military assistance to Israel. And finally, JTA notes that Colombia and Slovenia, after recently recognizing a Palestinian state, are moving their embassies to Jerusalem. This political shift offers rare good news for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping reports just minutes ago that a fire is burning at Muafak Salty Air Base following Iranian ballistic missile strikes. Middle East 24 shares that for the first time, Syria officially labels Hezbollah a terrorist militia. This significant change in language could affect Syria's relations with the group. Ynet Global highlights that New York City Mayor Mamdani is holding talks to bring about Netanyahu's arrest in September during the UN General Assembly. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The U.S. has intensified its military campaign against Iran, targeting key infrastructure to disrupt Iranian operations in the Gulf. This ongoing conflict raises concerns about further regional instability and potential impacts on global oil markets. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the strategic strikes on Iran's supply lines aim to weaken its military capabilities near the critical Strait of Hormuz. This move could significantly hinder Iran's influence in the region and alter the balance of power. Meanwhile, as Israel Hayom reports, the continuous U.S. bombardment in southern Iran has led to increased security measures on the streets to prevent protests. The Iranian government is under pressure both domestically and internationally, which could lead to internal unrest. Separately, JNS highlights the political tension between the U.S. and Israel. The vote to cut off aid reflects broader dissatisfaction with the current leadership's approach to their bilateral relations. This could influence future diplomatic engagements between the two allies. And finally, JTA's report on Colombia and Slovenia moving their embassies to Jerusalem marks a diplomatic win for Israel. This could encourage other nations to follow suit, strengthening Israel's international standing. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that S&P rating agency predicts high growth for Israel this year, provided there is no security escalation. The agency warns that geopolitical tensions could still pose a risk to economic stability. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that a landmark transportation reform in Israel has been halted. The decision, influenced by ultra-Orthodox political pressure, means traffic congestion will continue for years, affecting daily commuters. And finally, Globes notes that Shapir has won the tender for the Road 6 Northern Extension project. This development will enhance connectivity in the region and boost local economies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.